I met Wang in a dating platform. He will share with me photos of him out with his friends or show me photos of dinner. Seems like an all-rounder man, successful in business, and he can also cook and take care of his family. It's like every woman's dream.
He start to flirt with me, telling me, your voice is so sweet, are you attached? His favorite phrase is, for our future. He will use a lot of romantic phrases whereby no one ever said to me. So, make me feel wow, like in a fairy tale.
Modern love stories that start out like any other, until...
I invested close to 50k into this investment platform. Within 2 days, it's gone.
He will just share with me like, my analyst informed me that there will be good opportunity coming up. So I put in about 300 over 1,000. But in one night, I lost everything.
More than 10 million Singapore dollars. That's how much victims like Mavis and Kayla lost to their online lovers through bogus investment platforms last year.
In this special edition of Talking Point, I want to find out why these women are falling for love scams. And my investigation has brought me here to Cambodia.
This country is among several in Southeast Asia where online love scam syndicates have been uncovered in recent years.
I finally found someone who works in a scam organization and he's agreed to speak to me on condition of anonymity.
My contact wants to be known only as Lee. He is one of thousands in a syndicate whose aim is to get women to fall in love with him. His targets? Americans and Asians, including Singaporeans. The victims are also getting younger and more educated.
不是每一个人都可以当情圣，对女生甜言蜜语。我想知道公司是如何培训你成为一个网络爱人？培训是在单独的一个房间，然后一个女性的培训师给我们讲解关键的话术。 第一天主要培训的内容就是获取客户的个人信息，姓名、年龄、国籍、有没有车子、房子、存款、有没有结婚。他们讲的就是说用三个字概括，叫摄心术。每个人内心当中都有一份需求，我们按照他的内心的那种需求去达到他心理上的一种满足，像离异的。 就跟他了解他孩子的情况啊，当你知道他内心需求的时候，也就是他最脆弱的时候，对吧？啊，对，是的。嗯，杀猪盘定义为先让客户投资，让他们尝到一点甜头，利用培养感情的方式把他们养得白白胖胖的，之后把他们的钱财榨空的时候，他们幡然醒悟，就断掉所有联系方式。
把他们杀掉。新加坡人不多，为什么会成为一个主要市场呢？国外的一些反诈意识没有完全的普及，所以诈骗的话比较容易，有钱人也是比较多的。那这些受过高深教育啊，或者是专业的女人，有什么好骗？怎么可以骗到他们？就只有通过更加高深莫测的方法去引他们上钩。高深莫测是什么意思？
一个小组有4个人，如果说有遇到不懂的问题，我们可以相互请教，实在不懂的话，我们就去问小组长，然后再回复客户。比如说我是目标对象，我不只跟一个人沟通，我同时可能会跟一整组男人在沟通。啊，对。
According to local news reports, pig butchering scam compounds are found in various places in Cambodia. But Mr. Lee also tells me that the scam compounds are most concentrated in a coastal city called Sihanoukville.
The area is well known for its pristine beaches. How did a place like this become a breeding ground for pig butchering syndicates? I'm heading to the heart of Sihanoukville to find out.
It looks so secretive that who knows what's going on inside there.
Before Wang, I actually met another guy in the same dating platform. Within a short span of 1 month, he scammed me more than 150,000. I was very devastated and I approached Wang for advice. He comforted me and said that 你是个好女人, 我看到你这样我也很心疼. And he claims that he can help me to recover the amount that I have lost.
He asked me to put money into this platform, but I was very reluctant. So in the end, he just tell me, all right, never mind. I'll just deposit this 520 for you. It means my love to you. When all this process done already, my profit is actually 100%. So he immediately prompted me to withdraw this to my bank account. Definitely, I feel, wow, really has such thing.
Sihanoukville, a coastal city about 5 hours' drive away from Phnom Penh. International media outlets call this a dangerous town due to the high volume of crimes, including kidnapping and murder. Reports reveal that this place is rife with Chinese criminal networks. I'm here because I've been told that this is the area to go if I want to find the syndicates involved in love scams.
I've noticed that practically every sign, every building has got signs in two languages, Khmer language and Chinese language.
Jeff, a local, is guiding me to one of the areas notorious for its crime and online scam gangs.
This whole area with many buildings, the local people call Chinatown.
It looks like a heavily guarded condominium compound. It makes you wonder what's going on inside that it needed to be so heavily guarded.
On the outside, this looks like a typical apartment complex. But local reports say this area is where scammers from multiple syndicates live and work. They engage in various types of scams, including love scams.
I can see that there are shops in there, so it's quite self-sufficient.
In the last few years, the local police have raided the scam operation in Chinatown, and few people have been arrested.
Local reports say Chinatown is among dozens of scam hubs operating in Sihanoukville. I'm on my way to meet Wu Virak, a political analyst. He's been closely monitoring the developments of scam activities in Sihanoukville for the last few years.
How did Sihanoukville become a hotbed for pig butchering scam activities?
Sihanoukville is a strategic location. It has the most important deep sea port for all of our imports and exports. Along come legitimate Chinese investment, including building roads and expressways. A lot of the legitimate flows of money also come the flows of people. Many of the shady characters ride on that and just come. And we're starting to see in a city that's growing so rapidly that casinos becoming the front. And anything that's happening, whether it's money laundering, various scams, and love scam is no exception, all happening under this banners of development.
With little oversight by authorities on their operations, some casinos became a shell for organised crime syndicates.
Has this resulted in the authorities stepping up enforcement?
There's a lot more efforts to trying to clean up the image of Sihanoukville. photos and the videos of the crackdowns starting to surface online. But many of these crackdowns, they're too few and far in between. This is why we still continue to see crimes happening in Sihanoukville.
Earlier, I drove by Chinatown in Sihanoukville. According to Khmer Times, a local media outlet, condominium compounds like the ones in Chinatown can hold tens of thousands of people. How do scam syndicates recruit on such a massive scale? I'm dialing in to Jacob Sims, who has been directing a non-governmental organization in Cambodia for the past 2 years. He's in the US for a few weeks for an international conference.
Jake, how do these syndicates recruit the scammers?
What we are seeing is that Facebook ads or ads on other social media channels are used to draw in people. They're offered jobs with a compelling salary. Oftentimes, funding for travel and visa expenses are promised. And then when they arrive to the centers, they're forced to conduct scams against their will.
These job postings are open to anyone overseas who are interested in applying for jobs in Cambodia.
The people who have been forced to work in these compounds, which countries do they come from?
We've seen the highest numbers of Chinese from China and Thai, Malaysian and Indonesian workers. But we're also seeing people from the Philippines, Myanmar, Bangladesh, even as far as Turkey.
Human traffickers supply syndicates with scammers skilled in multiple languages. They also fill the void in manpower caused by the pandemic. Jacob's organization is one of the few in Cambodia that are actively rescuing trafficked victims from scam compounds.
How do you rescue these people?
There are existing hotlines. So when we receive a complaint or referral, we provide an intervention request to the government. And then we coordinate between the police and the embassy to try to motivate and facilitate a rescue.
What do you know of the conditions of that confinement?
We have heard range from what you would consider maybe fairly mild. Maybe they aren't allowed to leave, they've had their passports taken, but they're given adequate food and pay, all the way to the range of people being significantly physically abused, tasered, having food and water and sleep withheld, not receiving their pay.
But surely not all of them are victims. I mean, some of them could be there because they are in for the money, right?
That's correct. It is definitely not the case that all of these people are there against their will.
How do you verify that the people who reached out to you have in fact been trafficked?
So it's impossible for us to fully verify that. We're collecting witness testimonies from them. And then we're actually also asking for additional witnesses that are in similar situations. And we're looking for consistency of their stories from different media reports that have come out. A large number of those people are victims of human trafficking.
But what happens to these trafficked scammers after they are rescued?
你待在这里已经四个多月了，为什么回不了国？
And I join a band of women taking matters into their own hands.
It looks like he's moving in for the kill.
I put in about 300 over thousand into the trading platform, but in one night, I lost everything. I found this Google reverse search function. I didn't expect that this photo is actually linked to a Weibo account. I confronted him. He would say that this person is impersonating him using his photos. I didn't share with my family members about this because definitely they will think that how come you are so stupid to be able to scam by someone you didn't meet face to face.
I invested close to 50k into this investment platform. Within 2 days, it's gone. he requested some intimate video and photos of myself. The moment when I broke off with him, my friend already warned me, he may use this to threaten you. I shut down all my social media. What can I do? Because of this, I end my life. It's very stupid. But it's really mentally very torturing.
I've just discovered that some scammers themselves are victims. Remember Lee, the scammer I met earlier?
He also said that one of the things he really wanted to do with the money he would earn from scamming is to take a cruise on the Mekong River. Well, I've arranged that and I'm on my way to meet him. Why did you think about the river?
因为我也是个受害者，之前被绑架，然后一直困在诈骗园区里面。去年2021年，我在中国大牌档上班，主要从事收银、厨房帮忙、送外卖。那个时候我已经差不多做到期了，跟老板讲说离职，之后拿到我的护照。 拖着行李走在公路上，之后就被一辆黑色的商务汽车挟持绑架，然后贩卖到诈骗集团。每天就被奴役着做我不想做的事情，暗无天日。然后像现在被解救出来了，难得出来游船河。你刚刚所描述的简直就像电影里发生的那种剧情。
确实发生在你身上，那你当时的感受是什么呢？
是绝望、无助，然后想死的心都有了。因为我在诈骗集团的时候，我看到过被那些诈骗集团诈骗的那些受害者家破人亡、妻离子散，我实在是看不下去。你待在这里已经4个多月了，为什么回不了国？现在回国的话，一张机票要5万多人民币。 原因是航班减少，没有钱为什么不要找工作呢？在这边的话也非常难找到正当的工作，很容易被骗、被贩卖、被绑架。In
barely a month, Mr. Lee went from being a worker in a Chinese restaurant to a trained lover. And there are many others like him who are schooled in the art of making women like me part with our money in exchange for romance and the promise of financial returns. I guess Mr. Lee was lucky he was rescued, but the fact is that he remains stuck here in Cambodia. I'm going home soon, and I hope he gets to do the same.
Back in Singapore, I'm trailing the journey of scammed victims. I contacted Grace Yuen. She's a spokesperson for the global anti-scam organization based in the US. Most members in this group are pig-butchering scam victims, including those from Singapore. There are also vigilantes. One of their teams do something called scam baiting.
In scam baiting, what is the end game?
The earliest point is getting the Black platform's URL that are associated with the scam company.
Black URLs are essentially links to fraudulent investment platforms.
Can you teach me how to do it?
Yeah, I'm happy to do so.
To start off, I'll have to create a social media profile with stock photos bought online. Then, reach out to potential love scammers on dating platforms and social media sites. These scammers tend to identify themselves as businessmen or investors and post photos and videos that flaunt their lavish lifestyles.
So, I'm talking to this guy who claims he's Singaporean but grew up overseas. We are getting to know each other. He's even asked me about my relationship status. A
Earlier, I told him that I enjoy reading, and he replied to say that he does too. As a matter of fact, he even sent me pictures of some books on investment that he thinks I should be reading. Okay, looks like he's moving in for the kill. He sent me a link that is supposed to take me to a mining pool once I click on it. Then, I should create an account with customer service, and to activate the account, I have to deposit a minimum of 500 Singapore dollars. Obviously, I didn't send any money, and he is getting impatient. His messages are coming fast and furious, and at one point, he even tried to video call me. What I want to know right now is, how is this link going to help in the anti-scamming effort? Grace, so now that I've got the black URL, what happens next?
What Gasso does is they'll post it on our site. So those who have not been scammed yet, to be able to Google search the URLs to see whether they are legitimate or not.
Are there risks involved in exposing myself to a scammer?
It's not so risky to your physical health, but psychologically, it can be very difficult for some people who end up reliving parts of their scam.
Considering the mental toll, why continue with the scam baiting?
Scam baiting helps Gasso understand the tactics that change, and this helps prevent future victims. The second thing is that there's a limit to what local law enforcement can do. It's clear that the scammers are out of the jurisdiction of the countries in which the scam victims live. So scam baiting can be therapeutic for the victims. There's sort of the revenge aspect of it, which is that they pretend that that scammer, just like their own scammer, and now they are going to be getting back at them by wasting their time.
Singapore is one of the richest countries in the world. That makes us targets for scammers.
Syndicates are getting more sophisticated and well-organized, boasting an army of scammers well-drilled in sales and psychology techniques. And they prey on our desire for not just the love, but money too. They are also notoriously difficult to uproot. Still, we need to stop the bad guys from winning. One way is for more victims to step forward so that fewer will be caught unaware by the scammers' tactics. As for me, the one thing I've learned is we should never think, nah, it won't happen to me.